Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the NICD, was unable to be with us this afternoon. However, the prof has sent through a pre-recorded voice note, and here he is chatting about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
Good afternoon, Simon, to you and to the listeners. This afternoon, I want to talk about the J&J vaccine, Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This has caused, obviously, quite a bit of media publicity, quite a bit of anxiety, a lot of questions being asked. I'll just clarify the background to the issues with the Johnson & Johnson background. Certainly, let me start off with the background to the vaccines generally. In South Africa, as we all know, we are using two vaccines, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine. We are, as a vaccine ministerial advisory committee, looking very critically at all other vaccines, including AstraZeneca, including the Chinese vaccine Sinovac, including the Russian vaccine Sputnik. But we really kind of need to have scientific evidence that these vaccines will be effective specifically against the Beta variant, the variant which is dominant in the country. And that's really why we are, unfortunately, very unfortunately, confined to these two vaccines. These vaccines, we know from clinical evidence, from laboratory evidence, from structural evidence, that these vaccines will be effective against the Beta variant, our variant. So, why is there what's happened with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Because at the moment, we really are confined to the Pfizer vaccine. And although there is a little bit of a buffer, we've got about, I think what I've been told, about 1.5 million doses of Pfizer vaccine and 636,000 coming in per week. There is a bit of a buffer, but on the other hand, it is slowing up the vaccine rollout. And also this buffer is not going to last forever. We do need to have an uplift. We do have to have the availability of the Johnson & Johnson as soon as possible. Now, you recall when the Johnson was being given to the healthcare workers as part of the implementation study, there was a pause because there was a safety signal due to the very rare instance of blood clots in people that had received the vaccine. It's about less than 1 per million doses, but being a safety signal, internationally, all regulatory authorities had to pause the use of the vaccine until it was fully investigated. Now, that pause, of course, had been lifted. It lasted for a couple of weeks. Now there's a holdup. So what is behind the holdup? Well, the way that these vaccines are made is that there's an active pharmaceutical ingredient, in other words, the basic starting material of the vaccine, which is then sent to various facilities for what's called fill and finish. In other words, they then kind of put it into the ampules or into the syringes for distribution. Now, the active pharmaceutical ingredient for the vaccine is made in a company called Emergent BioSolutions, which is in Gaithersburg in Maryland, United States. And unfortunately, there was a contamination at that plant. That plant was actually manufacturing both AstraZeneca as well as Johnson & Johnson, and some of the AstraZeneca ingredient got mixed up with the Johnson & Johnson. So, of course, that plant had to be closed down. The active ingredient, which was contaminated, all had to be destroyed. A couple of million doses went down the drain. And, of course, the FDA now have to go into an international audit. That was an audit not only of that facility, but also all the fill and finish facilities, including the Gqeberha, the one in the Eastern Cape, the Aspen facility, which is producing the Johnson & Johnson for South African use. So until the FDA is satisfied with the international audit, and of course they do have to have biological audits as well as inspections and so on, they will not lift the ban, the temporary ban, on Johnson & Johnson. And of course that's what we're all waiting very anxiously to hear when it will be lifted, hopefully as soon as possible, because in fact, Johnson & Johnson will really, in terms of our vaccine strategy, as it stands at the moment, be the main supplier of vaccine, even more so than Pfizer. So really, we hope it will be lifted very soon. So thank you very much and have a good Shabbos and all the best. Bye.